Kina Yud Gimel, in each stanza, begins with the words, A Ko, where is Ko? And this seems to be a play on the word Eicha, from Megillas Eicha, which in Eicha, the word Eicha seems to be more of a cry out, you know, alas, or what's happening, a cry of suffering, a cry of astonishment, but not so much a real question, questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here, the words Eiko seem to be more of a hashgafic, a philosophical question. How could this have happened? Hashem, how could you have let this happen? And the word ko in each stanza refers to a specific schus that was associated with the word ko throughout our history, with the avos, with the Levim, with Mamed Har Sinai, with Birkas Kohanim, that the word ko, seemingly, each time that the word ko has been mentioned in this kin'a, it seems that that ko should have stood by our side, should have protected us. And how could it be? A ko, where is this ko that we would have thought should have protected us from all the suffering? And all this murder, and all this churban of the destruction of the Bate Mikdash. For example, in the first kina, it begins, E ko omer kores la'av befetzach bevris ben ha'psarim ko yela netzach. Where is the schus of the word ko that you told to when you were kores the bris, when you established this covenant with Avram Avinu in the splitting, in the bris ben ha'psarim, you told to Avram Avinu, ko yela la'netzach. You told him, ko yela forever. Ko yezarecha, that your children, your descendants will be eternal, will be infinite. If we're supposed to be lasting forever, and this special schus, the schus avos of the bris bein habasarim, so how could it be? The kinnah continues, v'hinata bul'u atzamai beretzach, my bones are swallowed up in murder. Lama elokim zanachta lanetzach, Hashem, why did you abandon us forever? And this is the style of the entire kinnah. It's quoting a certain ko, a certain schus of the word ko. And then it says, but despite that, we're still suffering so much, and how could that be? In terms of getting a little bit deeper into the style of the kina, if you look after in the first line, Eko, the third word begins Omer. Okay? And then if you look at the second line, Vehein Ata, the third word begins with Bul'u, Aleph Beis. And that's the style of the entire kina. In each stanza, it has two letters, going in the order of the Aleph Beis. And more than that, in the last half line, Lama Elokim Zanachta Lanetzach Hashem, why did you abandon us forever? That's taken from Tehillim Ayin Dalid, which there the message of that capital Tehillim, of that Mizmor of Tehillim, is also about kind of looking around at the Jewish people suffering and wondering how Hashem let it happen. This kinnah was written also by Rabbi Elazar HaKalir, which you might have already heard him discuss earlier in the kinos. But one of the major authors of the Kinos, which we know somewhat about his biography, but to a great extent his background and even his place in history remains a bit of a mystery. But this is also authored by him. If you look at the second stanza, just to get also a better sense of what's going on, A ko gosh kisel le'ola l'ratzo secha, where is the word ko of the one who approached you to do your ratzon, to do your will, to offer as an ola, nelcha ad ko pitu be'edo secha. That Avram Avinu, when he's talking to Yitzchak and he's talking to the Ne'arim about doing the Akedah, Nelchad Ko, let's go until here to do the Akedah. So also there, the word Ko seemingly should have been enough to protect us, the Schus of the Akedah, the most difficult of the Nisyonos of Avram Avinu. So how come the Ko of that wasn't enough to protect us? V'hinata dokru kefelach rayasecha ye'ashan apcha b'tzon marisecha. How could it be that your beloved are being stabbed, are being murdered? That how could it be that your anger is flaring up against your sheep, against your people? And it seems to be even a deeper kind of question, because there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want Yitzchak to be murdered. He stopped at the last moment because what he really was interested in was the Mesiras Nefesh, and the bitachon of Avram in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We didn't actually want any of the Bnei Avram, any of the Jewish people to be suffering, to be murdered. And how could it be that the Jewish people are being murdered in such numbers, seemingly indiscriminately, just being stabbed left and right? So besides the question of where is the schus of Ko, why isn't that standing to our stead, standing in our protection, it's also just the certain bewilderment of how could it be that Hashem, you stopped even the murder of one Jew, because that's not what you wanted, and now the Jewish people are being murdered in all directions. In the third stanza, a similar kind of idea, Eko haftachas akudim nikudim bimshuos im ko yomar ko yochash os. So where is the ko that when there was the promise of akudim nikudim, of the different types of striped sheep and the spotted sheep between Yaakov and Lavan, im ko yomar ko yochash os, that if he says that this will be your wage, then that was always switched on him. He had this certain, also difficulties, certain travails, not being in the Beis Yitzchak, and he had to be outside and in Laban's house, and their life was very difficult for him. But still, Yaakov Avinu stood by your side. But now your large city is just being ruined. It's being destroyed. How could this be? If you look at the very end of the kinos, of this stanza, of this kina, Eko tishuos asame otzar becho amar asher lachozim natzar. It's hard to translate, but I'm looking at my art scroll kinos just for a little bit of help. Where is the word ko, where there are these promises of having these storehouses that are filled, this vision given with the word ko of ko amar Hashem, the visions given to the Nevi'im about the ultimate ge'ula and this dreamlike state where there'll be so much bracha and so much shalom? Where is that? And now my children, the beloved children, are bloated. They're dying of starvation. And Hashem, how could you let the tzar? How could you let the enemy be cursing you, be blaspheming you? And what's interesting about this kina is how it ends, and really the entire theme, which is that there's questions and there's no answers. And this message, I think, is important for us, especially in these times, to realize that there's not always a simple answer, at least in our very limited perspective on things. Sometimes what we have at the end of the day is the question of, Eiko, how could this have happened? How come the schuyos of the great people throughout Jewish history, the great events throughout Jewish history, why wasn't that enough? And the answer is, we don't know. The answer is, we don't know why Hashem does the things that He does. That's really one of the messages of Tisha B'Av, is that we've suffered tremendously. Despite all that, we still daven, we still cry out to Hashem and say, we don't know why this happened. Please show us why this happened. And the only time we'll really be able to understand why all this happened will be when the Geula comes and suddenly the picture will become clear. But until then, despite the fact that we are clinging to Him and crying out to Him, we don't know. And that's the ultimate message of this kinah.